Hello, everybody. Today is day 8 of volunteering at OrthoNeuro. It's December 27th, and we're almost at the end of the year here. So, today at OrthoNeuro, I had, you know, the same duties as always: put people on ice, take people off stem, put people, or make, you know, prepare heating pads, take them, break them down, break down tables, all that kind of good stuff. But Jamie also had me take patient information from someone, or patient history. So, of course, he had already done this, the important stuff, but he had me practice by, you know, asking the patient all sorts of stuff about their chief complaint and whatnot. So, you know, I started by asking about their pain, you know, who, what, where, when, why, how, all that kind of good stuff to figure out where they were having pain, what their pain was from, how it's been since their surgery, all that kind of stuff. And then I made sure to ask about work, which is important because you have to know what patients do for a living, because eventually they do need to get back to work, or they need to be able to work comfortably. So that's often, you know, included as part of a goal in their rehabilitation. Some of the stuff I forgot, I didn't think to ask about, like, leisure activities, what they do, you know, because that will affect some of their goals too. You know, if they're a runner, then maybe they're going to want to be able to have better knee flexion so that they can continue back at their normal stride kind of thing. I also forgot to ask about past medical history, you know, other surgeries, other conditions that they might have, that kind of stuff, and any medications that the patient was on. So next time I have to make sure to include those. Apparently I asked a leading question, which it wasn't a big deal or anything, but I have to make sure not to, in general, you need to make sure to not ask your patients leading questions, otherwise it doesn't really get you anywhere. So I think the one I asked was something about, like, you know, so your pain is preventing you from working, right? And that's pretty much a leading question through and through there. So he said that I should have said something, you know, along the lines of, so you're having back pain, how is that affecting your daily activities? So that's a little less point blank leading there, you know. Beyond that, some of the successes I witnessed today. One of the patients, who I, you know, I've seen her in four times, I guess, like Monday, today, and twice last week, she had a total knee replacement a few weeks ago and is now doing really well. I mean, her range of motion isn't, like, full, of course, but it's good enough that she's walking really well. She doesn't have as much of a compensation mechanism going on by, like, hipping up and over stuff when she's walking. So it's pretty exciting seeing people get better, and it's generally due to their diligence in completing their exercises. And, you know, she thinks she's ready to go back to work, and Jamie said that he and the doctor most likely agree, so pretty soon here she's going to be able to at least go back part-time, which I'm sure will be a stress reliever for her to be able to get back to that. Beyond that, I started reading an article on eccentric muscle contractions, which basically means, you know, your muscle's contracting, but the force against it is larger than the tension that you're producing in your muscle, so your muscle lengthens, and that's the opposite of, like, a concentric contraction, where you're putting, the tension you're exerting is greater than the force being exerted against your muscle, so the muscle will shorten, and you'll contract, yeah. So it's pretty nifty. So far, it's discussed, you know, like, what the contractile protein probably is, how they think it affects, how they think it's affected by eccentric contractions, its spring properties, its shock-absorbing properties, so it's kind of interesting. I'm about halfway through. I'll finish that up tonight. I haven't actually seen them do eccentric exercises, like eccentric contraction exercises at OrthoNeuro, so tomorrow, I was just thinking about this while I was writing up this little worksheet thing, that I really haven't seen that, so tomorrow I'm going to make sure to ask Jamie about it and see what he says, like why they do or don't, or what some of the benefits and downsides of this type of exercise is. What the downsides of eccentric contractions are versus concentric, because I know some people think that it hurts you, that it, like, just tears apart your muscle, which is what you do anyway when you, like, lift weights and exercise. So, I don't know. I'll have to ask Jamie a little more about it and finish reading the article. And I'll tell you guys about it tomorrow after my last volunteer session for this second week of our winter break. Have a good Thursday. And I will talk to you guys tomorrow.